ever get that feeling. You're out somewhere, maybe a party, a big work conference, even just out on the street with a ton of people around, and you just feel totally alone.
Yeah, totally.
It's like kind of a weird contradiction, right? To be surrounded by people but feel so isolated.
It is.
That's exactly what we're going to dig into today.
Okay, cool.
For this deep dive, we've pulled together all kinds of interesting stuff, like personal stories, research from places like Harvard and the University of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Oh, and that BBC loneliness experiment.
Oh, yeah, that was fascinating.
Really eye-opening.
It was.
And to help us understand it all, we've got insights from experts like Dr. Kiermaier, Mina B., Dr. Faybound Alberti, and Sam Carr.
Okay, so like a real mix of perspectives.
Yeah, definitely.
That's like a good deep dive.
So what we really want to understand today is why this happens.
Okay.
Like, what are the root causes of this feeling, you know, feeling so isolated even when you're surrounded by people?
Right.
And more importantly, what can we do about it?
Yeah, that's the big question.
We'll be focusing specifically on the quality of connections.
Interesting.
Rather than just how many people you know or how many friends you have on social media.
I like that angle.
Because it seems like the depth of those connections matters a lot more.
For sure.
And here's the thing, you know, this feeling disconnected in social situations, it's not like some rare thing.
Right.
It's actually really common.
That's what the research suggests.
Yeah, the research indicates that this is something a lot of people experience in modern society, which is, I don't know, kind of surprising in a way.
I can see that.
You'd think with more people around, we'd feel more connected.
Yeah, you would.
But it's not always the case.
No, definitely not.
One of the articles had this really vivid image that just kind of stuck with me.
Oh, yeah.
It was like this picture of a lone person in a huge crowd.
Okay.
Their shoulders kind of slumped, looking off into the distance.
Mm.
You can almost picture it, right?
Yeah.
Like almost like a movie scene, maybe a city, kind of muted colors.
Yeah, I get it.
And this one person just feeling completely isolated.
Powerful image.
It really is.
And, you know, it probably resonates with a lot of people.
Yeah, I think a lot of us have felt that way at some point.
Probably.
So to really get into this, I think the first thing we need to do is define loneliness, right?
I think so.
Because it's not just about being physically alone.
Yeah.
It's more about the absence of meaningful connections.
Exactly.
You can be in a room full of people,
mm-hmm.
but if you don't feel truly seen or heard, if the conversations are shallow,
right,
that's where the feeling of loneliness can take hold.
Definitely.
And it seems like it can show up in different ways, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Our sources talk about emotional isolation, which is like not having anyone you can confide in, be vulnerable with.
Right.
And then there's social disconnection.
Okay.
More like not belonging to a group or community.
Interesting.
And what's really interesting is that the BBC loneliness experiment found that this feeling of social disconnection was present even in really crowded urban areas.
Huh. So even when surrounded by people.
Exactly.
That's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it?
It is. You'd think being around more people would make you feel less lonely.
Yeah, that's the assumption.
But it seems like it's more complicated than that.
Definitely.
Another thing that really stood out to me
was
the connection between mental health and this feeling of isolation. Conditions like depression and anxiety, they can make it really hard to reach out and connect with people.
Makes sense.
They can create these internal barriers.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, negative thought patterns can make those feelings of isolation even worse.
Absolutely.
It can become a vicious cycle.
It can.
One of the articles had this personal story that really resonated with me.
Oh.
The writer was talking about being at these social events, parties, conferences, you know, places where you're constantly interacting with people.
Yeah.
But still feeling deeply alone.
Hmm. Interesting.
Because the interactions were so shallow, so superficial.
Right. It wasn't real connection.
Exactly.
Just being in proximity to other humans.
Yeah. Just going through the motions.
Not really engaging.
Not really engaging.
Yeah. I can relate to that.
So let's talk about the role of modern life in all of this.
Okay, yeah, that's a big one.
Because it seems like the way we live now, the pace of everything, it can make it really hard to build and maintain those deep connections.
It can. We're all so busy.
We are. We're constantly juggling work, family, all these responsibilities.
And it takes time and energy.
To nurture those relationships.
Yeah, it does.
And it's easy to let those opportunities slip away.
Especially when we're stressed and overwhelmed.
Exactly.
And then, of course, there's the whole technology piece.
Right. Technology. Can't forget about that.
The double-edged sword.
Yeah. On the one hand, it's amazing for staying in touch.
Especially over long distances.
Absolutely.
But then there's the downside.
Right, and it's a big downside.
It is.
Like social media, for example.
Mm-hmm. It can be so superficial.
Very curated.
Everyone's presenting their best selves, their highlight reel.
The perfect life.
Yeah, and it can actually make you feel more isolated.
Like you're missing out.
Like you're the only one who's not happy and successful and having amazing experiences all the time.
Yeah, and it's just not real.
It's not. It's this illusion of connection.
An illusion.
And that brings us to this idea of quality versus quantity.
Right, which is so important.
The University of Pennsylvania did a study, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And they found that reducing social media use actually led to decreased feelings of loneliness.
Interesting.
Like actually cutting back on that constant stream of curated content made people feel less lonely.
That's pretty significant.
It is. And they had this quote that I think really sums it up.
What was it?
Social media creates an illusion of connection, leading us to believe we are engaged with others when in reality, we are merely spectators in their lives.
Wow. That's powerful.
Right.
It really hits the nail on the head. It does. It's like we're watching everyone else's movie. But ours is on pause.
Yeah, I love that analogy.
And then there's this whole thing about urban loneliness.
Oh, right. The paradox of city living.
Yeah, you think about these huge cities, millions of people.
You'd think it would be the opposite of loneliness.
You would.
But it's not.
It's not.
So many people feel isolated in those environments.
And it's interesting because, like, we have all this technology. We're constantly connected online.
Right. Always reachable.
But it's not the same as real in-person connection.
No, it's not.
And cities often lack those community spaces, those places where people can come together and interact face-to-face.
Yeah, that sense of community can be hard to find in a big city.
So you can be surrounded by millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have those meaningful local connections,
right,
that feeling of isolation can be really intense.
It can be. It's a weird paradox.
It is.
Digital connection, but a lack of real world community.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about the environment, the role of technology. Yeah. Now, what about our own individual behavior?
Right, because our sources also talk about this idea of social masks.
Oh, yeah. The personas we put on.
Exactly. So let's talk about that.
Okay, sure.
What are these social masks exactly? And how do they contribute to this feeling of loneliness?
Well, you know, social masks are these kind of idealized versions of ourselves that we present to the world.
Like we're trying to project an image of perfection.
Yeah, of having it all together.
Even when we're struggling.
Even when we're not okay.
It's like we're constantly performing.
We are.
Trying to be who we think other people want us to be.
And hiding our true selves.
And it's understandable, right?
It is. We want to be accepted.
We want to fit in. We don't want to be judged.
But the problem is,
it gets in the way of genuine connection.
Yeah, if you're not showing your true self.
Right.
If you're not being vulnerable.
People can't really get to know you.
They can't see the real you.
And you can't really get to know them.
Right. It creates a barrier.
It does.
And Dr. Kiermaier and Mina B. talk about how this can lead to a cycle of feeling inadequate.
Oh, interesting.
Because the more we hide, the less likely we are to experience acceptance.
It's like we're isolating ourselves before anyone else can.
In a way, yes.
So how do we break out of this cycle?
That's the key question.
How do we ditch the masks and connect authentically?
Well, our sources emphasize the importance of authenticity.
Okay, being yourself.
Exactly. Embracing your imperfections.
That can be scary, though.
It can be.
To let people see the real you.
It takes courage.
It does.
But it's the key to building trust and deeper understanding.
Because when you allow yourself to be vulnerable, you create space for others to do the same.
Exactly.
And that's where real connection happens.
Right. It's a two-way street.
And one of the sources described it as a journey.
Oh, I like that.
Like, it's a process.
It is.
You don't have to be perfectly authentic all the time.
It's about gradually becoming more comfortable with showing your true self.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's about progress, not perfection.
Okay, so we've talked about the importance of authenticity, but let's get practical.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about some strategies.
What are some concrete things people can do to build those genuine connections?
Our sources offer a lot of great suggestions.
Okay, what are some of them?
Well, one thing that came up a lot was taking small steps outside of your comfort zone.
Okay. Small steps.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be anything drastic.
Like what?
Like starting a conversation with someone new.
Okay.
Even if it feels a little awkward.
Right.
Or joining a local group or club.
Based on your interests.
Yeah. Finding your people.
Your tribe.
Exactly. And there are resources for that.
Like what?
Meetup is a great platform.
Oh, yeah.
And even Bumble BFF.
Bumble BFF. I've heard of that.
Yeah, and so finding friends. And
Cool.
then, the sources also talk about planning small social interactions.
Okay, small gatherings.
Yeah, like a coffee date or a walk in the park.
One-on-one.
Yeah, quality over quantity.
Right, because those smaller settings can actually be more conducive to deeper conversation,
Definitely. Less distraction.
more intimacy.
Exactly.
And then, of course, there's vulnerability,
The key ingredient.
which I know can be a scary word for some people
It can be, but it's so important.
because it allows for real connection to happen.
Yeah, when you open up to someone, you show them that you trust them.
And that can create a sense of safety and belonging.
It can. It's a powerful thing.
It is.
So we've touched on the research throughout our conversation,
We have.
but let's take a moment to highlight some of the key findings.
Okay, good idea.
Because there were some really interesting studies.
Like that 2021 study on smartphone use.
Oh, yeah, that one was fascinating.
It found a pretty strong correlation between excessive phone use and increased loneliness.
Like, the more time people spend on their phones, the lonelier they felt.
And it makes sense, right?
It does.
Because those digital interactions can sometimes displace real-life connections.
They can. It's about finding a balance.
And then, of course, the BBC loneliness experiment.
That was a big one.
It showed that just being in a crowded city.
Doesn't necessarily mean you feel connected. It's
Exactly.
not about physical
It's
proximity.
about those meaningful relationships.
Right.
And what about the expert perspectives?
Oh, yeah, those were really insightful.
What stood out to you?
Well, Dr. Fay Bound-Alberti, she said something that I thought was really powerful.
What was that?
She said, "Loneliness is not just about being alone. It's about feeling disconnected from the world around you."
That's good.
It really gets to the heart of it,
It does. It's that feeling of not belonging.
Yeah, of being adrift.
Even when you're surrounded by people.
And Sam Carr, he talked about how the pace of modern life and our reliance on technology can really hinder deep connection.
Makes sense.
It's like we're constantly bombarded with information and
They
stimulation.
are.
And it can be hard to slow down and really connect with another human being.
It can.
So we need to be intentional about creating those spaces for connection.
Yeah, we need to make it a priority.
We do.
Okay, so let's bring it all together. We started by talking about that feeling of being lonely in a crowd.
Right.
And we've explored some of the reasons why that happens.
Like focusing on the quantity of connections over quality,
Right?
the impact of modern life and technology, and those social masks we tend to wear.
And the key takeaway here
What is it?
is that this feeling of loneliness often stems from a lack of authentic and meaningful connection.
Yeah, it's not about how many friends you have on Facebook.
Or how many people you see at a party.
It's about the depth of those relationships.
The quality of the connections.
Exactly.
And we've talked about some of the factors that contribute to this, like the fast-paced nature of modern life, the often superficial nature of online interactions,
Right.
and our tendency to hide behind those social facades.
But there is hope.
There is.
Our sources also offer solutions.
They do.
They talk about the power of vulnerability and the importance of taking action.
Yeah, of being proactive about building those connections.
So, as you've been listening to this, you might be thinking about your own experiences.
You might be relating to some of these feelings.
And if you are, here's a question for you.
Okay, hit us with it.
What's one small step you can take today?
To foster a more genuine connection with someone in your life.
Maybe it's reaching out to an old friend
Yeah.
or having a deeper conversation with a family member.
Or maybe it's about taking off one of those social masks.
Letting someone see the real you.
Because it's in those authentic, vulnerable
Yet
moments.
we truly find a sense of belonging.
Even in a world that can feel so crowded and overwhelming.
Exactly. It's about connection over isolation.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
And that's our deep dive for today.
Thanks for having me.
It was a great conversation.
It was.
Until next time.
See ya.
Bye.